That was Speak Plainly to God. Chapter 2, the original blueprint. John was just praying, and before that he said, speak plainly to the Lord. Speak plainly. You don't have to, oh, thou hast foundest and theest and dost. Because theest and thou hast foundest that ieth and beeth and booth. Just call him and say, what was the prayer this morning for Patrick? Jesus, help me do the teaching. Help me do the teaching. Speak for me. Help me. Help me. Why? Because I need it. Duh. Chapter 2, the original blueprint. I often talk about the original blueprint of you, the original blueprint of what God wants us to be. You know, God likes you, right? God loves you. He loves you. He likes you. He wants you to do good. He gets depressed when you don't do well. He gets depressed when you're sad, and he helps you out. He helps you out. He helps you out. He cares for you. The original blueprint is a way to wrap my mind around God's plan for me, for each of us, for me. But I had to learn about it first with me so I could say it's about you. I had to learn it first. It's about God's plan for me. And if he's got a plan for me, man, he's certainly got a plan for you. Overall, it is my hope to know what that could be. Overall, over all things, I want to know what his plan is for me. But I never thought about it before, right? How incredible that I would turn out the way he wanted me to. What could that be? What he planned for me? What he planned for you? Aren't you curious? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. With that said, he wants us to do well. Then why do we walk ourselves into a bear trap? Why do we walk ourselves into the wall? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Not I've been thinking about it, or a suggestion that I thought of. You know, I've been thinking, you know, I was tossing around some ideas. Hey, I'm just spitballing it here on Bob, you know? No, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Instead of that, why do I walk myself into the snare of sin and debauchery? Why? I don't know why we do the things we do. And did you ever notice your best is not good enough? I know mine's not. My doing your best, your very, very, very best. Your very best thing. My very best thinking. My very best thinking can get me in a whole lot of trouble. And you too. A lot of you, your very best thinking got you in a lot of trouble. You know, when I was talking to people in prison ministry, they would always say to me, hey, man, I was just doing the best I could out there, man. I'm just out there doing the best I could, trying to get by. Well, the best for those people was bars on four sides of them, five sides of them, six sides of them. Instead of the six sides of the triangle, they had the six sides of a cell. That was doing their best, man. Like many of us are, like many of the rest of us, our best could get us incarcerated in some kind of prison, right? Whether it be in your head, debt, unrealistic expectations. That's a good one, isn't it? Sure, you could get incarcerated in corporate law, corporate debt. You can find yourself in prison. But the prison of your mind, unrealistic expectations, that's one of my favorites, right? Expecting people to do for me. And then if they fall short, holding a grudge that you couldn't come through for me. Expecting people to do more for me. Look, man, no good comes from any of thinking like that. The prison in your mind. I decided I needed to do better than my best. My best didn't look like it was panning out, right? better than my best, like paying a charge card more than the minimum. Remember that one in the old days, we'd pay a charge card the minimum? The old days, what was that, like last Thursday, right? Paying a charge card for the minimum, right? You'll never pay it off. But if you pay more than the minimum, you'll eventually pay it off. But the minimum never gets paid off, right? Just it's interesting. Try harder, do better, push in the ways of the Lord, right? Push hard on the path he puts you on. Well, how do I do better than my best if I'm already doing my best? My very, very, very best. How do I do better than my best if I'm already doing my very, 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 very best? Guess what? Partner with God. When I partner with God, I can do better than my best, man. I can do all things are possible with God. Realize what can be done. Take care of what you have before you reach for more and more and more and more and more. Ask the Lord at every direction. It sounds so crazy back when I was doing it for the first time. It sounds so crazy when you tell other people to do it. It sounds so crazy. Like, are you out of your mind? When I talk to people that don't believe in God, am I out of my mind? I just ask God for what it is, and then it comes around, and he'll tell me. Who will tell me? I can't see this God. What is this? Isn't this crazy? Yes. But you know what's crazier? For you to do it yourself without God. That's crazier. How do I know? I know both sides of the fence intimately, my brothers and sisters. I know what it's like on both sides of that fence, with God and without God. I know what it's like. I had to get out of my head that more is better and that I could get more, that I had the possibilities. I had the brain power. I had the what? I had nothing. I had nothing. My buddy Dave says sometimes, I got nothing. That's what I got for me wanting more, 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 more. I needed to learn how to take care of what I have. And the only place I could learn how to do that was to ask God. I needed to learn how to take care of what I have. I needed to learn that that was great. I needed to stop being afraid that I needed more or I would do what? Not make it to the end of time. People talk about that all the time. In my retirement. Retirement for what? What do you have to do? Get an amount of money and then divide it up over the amount of days that you have left before you die? What happens if you run out of money before you die? Or do you just spend it right up to the last minute and then kill yourself? What kind of craziness do we talk about? Does it say any place in the Bible to retire? Does it say that God won't take care of you? It says everywhere that he will take care of you. Why couldn't I figure that out? Well, I did figure it out. How did I figure it out? He put his hand on my head and pulled me back from the gates of hell. Hell on earth. Is there a hell on earth any different than the hell that is talked about in the book? I don't know, and I don't want to know. I needed to learn to take care of what I have, that more is not better, and I couldn't get more anyway, that he will decide when more is better. And he is always right on time for me. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. You're going to be tested, kids. The Christians, when I go to church, all my Christian partners, you know, they say, oh, Jesus, stop the attack. Stop the attack. Well, half the time it's not an attack. Half the time it's God sending you trials. Trials to make you better. Right? We pray, okay, God, make me better. So he sends the trials to make you better. And then what? We pray, oh, stop the attack. It's not an attack. God's just making you better. And he's with you. His hand is on you. You're safe. Who can stand against you? I read that scripture last week. Who can stand against you when God is with you? Doing God's path needs an instruction book, however, and as I said, that instruction book helps when you are tested. You realize that you are being tested and you get excited about it. You want to pass the test, right? After you study up in school, you want to pass the test. Unless you're like me and you forgot to study, you didn't even know there was a test, then they pop the test on you, right? I had to learn to prepare myself, right? And prepare myself is today. They say, hey, don't worry about tomorrow. Today it has enough problems of its own. Well, part of today is preparing yourself for tomorrow. Quit worrying about tomorrow. Just prepare yourself. Get strong. The greatest turnaround manual I've ever encountered is the Bible. People thousands of years ago struggling just like you and me. They're just same. And the solution was and still is how to lean on God. Maybe it should be just lean on God instead of how. There's no how. Lean on God. Lean on me. That's a great song, wasn't it? We're not inventing new problems. This isn't like a new age. We got new problems. It's all new. Our buddies back in the day of the Bible stories had the same issues as me and you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Oh, look at that. The guy's got you down. He's going to test you, but he's also going to give you the answers to the test. Well, he's going to help you pass. He's going to inspire you to do the right thing. That's a loving God, man. The original blueprint. How do you do the original blueprint? If you get scared and don't ask for help, you will change course. Let me say that again. If you get scared and you don't ask for help, you will change course. Like an astronaut out in space on his way to Mars, he can't see the Earth anymore. And the ship isn't close enough to see Mars, right? He's out there, and it doesn't even seem like he's moving, right? You know, he's going a bazillion miles an hour, but, you know, it doesn't seem like it. He can't see Earth anymore. He looks out the window. He can't see Mars. Suddenly, the brain takes over, right, and says, maybe we have lost course. That would be the first problem for me. We, if it was just me in the spaceship, we who? Who's we? Me and who else? It's me in the spaceship. But what, is there a we in here? That'd be a tip-off, wasn't it? Who's speaking in my head? Maybe we have lost course. Perhaps we should make adjustments. We who? If that guy makes an adjustment at this point, it could be fatal. He'd be lost forever. Doubt is the opposite of encouragement. Doubt is the opposite of encouragement. Doubt is the opposite of encouragement. But sometimes the test is upon you to stay the course. Stay on the course the Lord has set. Pray to him for correction and direction. Well, sure, but the hardest prayer for me is give me the strength to just stay on track. Right when I'm out there in it. Have I learned in the airplane when there's clouds all around me and I can't see anything to trust the instruments? I have to. Well, what else comes into my mind? Well, now what comes into my mind is, oh, Lord, be with me and have me make the correct decisions in this airplane. I can't see. And my mind is playing tricks on me. Pay attention to the instruments. What is the instruments in our life? The Bible. Like the instruments in a plane, the instruments in a Bible. The direction finder is in the Bible. The direction finder in a plane is in front of me. Same thing. Well, how can you say that's the same thing as the Bible? I'm saying follow direction, will you? Come on. People argue with me all the time about silly stuff. To their detriment. Did I used to say the same arguments? Probably. Something along the lines of it, right? Now, if you're trying in God's work, reading, studying, sharing, learning to walk the path with God, it's risky. It's risky. You know, let me say, this isn't in the notes, but there's distractions to get you off. If you just stay the course, you will discover what you are meant to be. And what you are meant to be, if you would sell yourself short, you would sell yourself short if you said, this is where I want to be in 10 years. And you wrote it down, and then you let God direct you for the next 10 years, you would sell yourself short. I did it once. I wrote down, I want to be a director. I want to be a movie director. I want to be the superstar director, me and Spielberg. I want to be the same thing. I want to sell scripts. Okay. And then I turned my will and my life over to God. Well, I'm trying every day, just like you. What happened? 10 years later, look what we're doing. And the directors in Hollywood are out of work. Okay. I would have sold myself short if I would have picked that. How could you pick anything any better than that? Director of major motion picture. Well, this is major motion picture, kids. and the distractions that could have got me off the track, there were many. But as that scripture said, the Lord directed me. He pushed me into the right place. I might think of comparing what I'm doing to what the guy across the street is doing. We do that one all the time, right? You know, Ralph and Wilma never go to church. They have a boat, party all the time, looks like a great life. They don't have to do all the stuff I do, read the Bible, go to church, play in the band. Long story short, don't make comparisons. What God has planned for me is perfect for me. He made something special for me. Let him take care of Bob and Wilma, Ralph and Wilma across the street. Let him take care of Ralph and Wilma. You take care of what God gave you today. Stay the course. You have no idea what's really going on with people. I've seen their balance sheet. Some of the wealthiest people on this planet, I've seen their balance sheet. They owe more money than the government can print, but apparently the government, that may be incorrect. that may be incorrect. Well, their balance sheets are insane. They owe so much money. Don't compare yourself. I caution all of us. Don't compare yourself to others. You just have no idea. Stay the course that you're on with God. What I see on the outside of people may not be truth. And what God has for me on the inside is the best medicine for me. Same for you, right? Why? Look, if he likes me, he certainly. If he likes me, long story short, it'd be easy for him to like you. You're your own book. You're your own book. Stay busy working in the fields of the Lord. Remember, money is a byproduct of living correctly, not the other way around. Remember, money is a byproduct of living correctly, not the other way around. You'll lose it. You won't keep it long. People that make a lot of money incorrectly and they don't live right, they lose it. They spend it stupidly. They start thinking, what? More is better. Or they worry that they have to be this or they have to be that. They start making an invisible bar, right? That invisible bar that people make. I need to make this. And then that changes the next day. No, maybe I need to be this. I used to call it the gazelle. You know, instead of just being who you are, you say, I'm a gazelle. I jump. And then you figure out you can't jump, so you're not a gazelle. Okay, I'm a lion. Roar, roar. A lion looks at you like you're crazy because you don't know how to roar. You're not a lion. Okay, I'm a camel. I'm a camel. Okay, I'm not a camel. Pretty soon, after you get around to all of the creatures of the world, you realize you're just yourself. And yourself is okay. Remember, money is a byproduct of living correctly. Not the other way around. Hebrews 13, 5, 6. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Let me say that again, man. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yeah, that's the way you think about this. Impossible situations come up all the time. How do we navigate? What is the path to the original blueprint? I want it, so what do? Our destiny, those things that God wants for us, his will. I want to know what it is. I want to know. I want it all. I'm a seriously competitive human being. No, I'm just selfish. I want everything for myself. Can I have that? Yeah, I can. I can have it. I can be the most selfish person in the world. Because I want what God has for me. Because what God has for me is worth more than anything I could dream up. You don't get this stuff on the notes. You got to listen to what I'm saying. Click on makingmoneywithjc.com, mmwjc.com, and listen to these podcasts, man, because you can't get what I'm saying out of the notes or out of your own notes. You can't get this. Nobody wants to fall off course and waste time, especially if they're selfish, right? Well, what happens if you find yourself off course? What happens if you want the original blueprint, but you fall off course? Or what happens if you realize you should have picked the original? What do? You call for him, and he will come. I have it on good authority. It's been referred to me. No, I did it. I have called out. I have lost myself and lost my course and cried for the Lord to help me. And he did, and he will. Matthew 18, 12, 14. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones perish. Okay, like in case you're not following me here, you're the little one. You're the one that went astray. I'm the one that went astray. And he comes after me. You are something great. God made you. And with his help, he can make you what you were meant to be. Otherwise, you're like a camel who thinks they're a dog. Remember my little deal? I'm a gazelle. You don't know what you are without God. You start thinking you're something else and you try to be something else. All of you are on course, are fighting to get back on course. Without him, it is not possible for me to obtain or keep anything good for very long. It's not possible for me. It's not possible for me to do it on my own. All of you are gifted and realize the tremendous responsibility required to do your life. All of you. All of you are an amazing example to me. Every one of you are an amazing example to me. All of you. I'm so blessed to have every one of you in my life. And for those of you that think you can't make it, you have got to hear the testimony of John Durst. Write him and ask him. You have to hear it. We are in the business of zero heroes. We? No, not we. God. God is in the business of zero heroes, taking people with a 0% chance of success to hero status. All of you are gifted and realize that tremendous responsibility required to do your life, the life he gave you. So why do you want another life? Why do you keep trying to think of something else to do when you got a great life? The greatest writer in the New Testament, as I've said so many times, is Paul. And he paid a tremendous price for following the Lord. When you think you can't stay the course, when I think I can't stay the course, like it's just too hard, I remember Paul and what he said. This is what Paul, now Paul rejoiced in this. Paul was bragging right now. I'm going to tell you 2 Corinthians 11:24. This man is bragging. He's so excited for what happened to him. And he's preaching the word of God in the Middle East. Okay, before Israel had all of that and all, I mean, they've always been pretty tough, but I mean, he was preaching this without anybody around him protecting him. Get this, he's bragging in 2 Corinthians 11:24. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. Do you know what he's saying here? He's saying that through it all, I am weak. But God makes me strong in my weaknesses. He's bragging about what he prevailed over. He and the Lord. After that, man, my path is easy. My path is easy. I'm changing in my notes was to is. After that, my path is easy. How did I stay the course of chapter 2? The original blueprint. We have to get back to the original blueprint. We are on the original blueprint. We are on the path to the original blueprint. How do you stay on the path to the original blueprint? How do you stay on this path? How does Jesus hold your hand and take you? I'm going to read it. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to read them. Go to church when you don't want to and read the book until you do want to. Stay the course. Make your company cash positive even when you're bored and think there's more to life than whatever you're doing. Promise God you will put him first and take care of all that he has given to you. Include in your promise, especially the things you don't like to do. Quit drinking. Quit smoking. Quit abusing your life and money. Pray for the next adventure to be more challenging than the current adventure. Stop blaming anybody for anything. Stop fighting everybody. Prepare yourself for the next day while taking care of this day. Complete your projects. Quit going into debt. Quit looking for quick money schemes. Quit hurting people. Quit asking for more when you've got plenty. Only complain to the Lord, nobody else. That's my personal favorite. Only complain to the Lord, nobody else. That's a lousy testimony when you complain about your life. God gave you a great life. Only complain to the Lord. He'll work it out with you. He's good with it. He understands. Ask him to help you with the list, with this list, and quit acting like it's okay to make mistakes. Quit acting like it's okay for you to make mistakes. Quit saying, I'm only human. Quit it. Why? Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And sound like humans, anything less than super divine, divinely created. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Get it? He's not going to take you this far and leave you hanging out. So when you think you're like the guy in the spaceship, you don't know, maybe you should make some adjustments. Think again. Rule of thumb, each thing he gives to me, everything I do it with him, for him, completely and better than my best with his grace. My goal is to knock it out of the park on every pitch. That's my goal. If it doesn't work out, put it in his hands and try again and again and again. There are 7 disciplines of business in chapter 47. I'm not going to go through them. Go to chapter 47. Best you check it out. There's 7 disciplines for your business. Check it out. Where? MMWJC.com. Come on. You guys, go there. Listen. Learn. Check out the notes. Check out what John did in a practice assignment. Well, it's not practice. It's a real assignment. But for now, let's make a quick list, right? So you can just remember it. Since we're all in a hurry all the time, this might be easy to remember when you're kind of, you know, in a hurry. How to discover the original blueprint God meant for me. 1, check my Bible. Remind myself where I was yesterday in the book. Refresh the lesson and move into the next set of verses. Like, go back and look at what I learned, what I outlined. I got a Bible. It's got yellow outlines all over it. 2, work out so I don't find myself out of shape, in a bad mood, and bad health. Work out. 3, check and recheck my AP and AR, work in progress. Return people's phone calls, emails, and texts. Be a good example to people. 4, pray for clarity and direction to bring glory to the kingdom. Don't lie to people. 5, whatever's on the list in my business for today, get it done. Completely. Don't wait till tomorrow. Complete all of it. Successfully, all of it. Push to be great. Get it done. 6, remember family first, business first. They are the same thing. Well, what if I don't have a family or my family's all busted up? It is not. You got people all around you. You got children watching you. Be an example. Be a good example. Be a good example to the ex, whoever he or she may be. 7, most important one. Repeat 1-6. Check the Bible. Work out. Check and recheck AP and AR. Pray for clarity and direction. Whatever's on the list, get it done. Remember, family first, business first. 7, repeat 1-6. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask in the Father in my name, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Oh, come on, man, that's Jesus. He's saying, hey, I chose you. You didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, huh? So that whatever you do, it will bear fruit. So when you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you because you're appointed by me. Come on, dig it. Don't waste time on silly things. People say, I don't know, you only live once. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to travel. I need to schmavel. I need to do everything. You got a great life right here. Everybody's health is good. Everybody's strong. Everybody has faith. Everybody has a job. You got a great life. You don't need to do anything except stay the course, stay on track, and don't be distracted. Move forward and behave yourself. Good things are not going to happen. They are already happening. Good things are not going to happen. They are already happening. Imagine God is with you every step. Invite him in. Choose to live correctly. Waste not even a moment as you jam, slam, pedal to the metal. Run away from mediocrity and discover the next moment God has made for you. Quit putting money, property, and prestige above all other things. Take care of the people and the places and the things you have right now. Right now. You can't get this stuff out of the notes. Kids, listen to me. Get to this website. Get to the website, mmwjc.com. MakingMoneyWithJesusChrist.com. Get to it. Listen to this. Be delivered. Be delivered, as we say, from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. Riding with the King, as we say in chapter 1, ride with the King. Ride with the King through chapter 2. Stay the course. Eye on the prize. Run to win. Into the arms of Jesus. Amen. So what would be the big deal in chapter 2? The original blueprint. The original blueprint. What else could we call it? Major distractions that interrupt your greatest moment. Stay the course, kids. Listen to this 50 times. Listen to it. Write a message. Who could write a really good message about this? Bree and Eli. Write it. Come on, man. Come on, man. God gave you the sweetest taste in coffee and a new baby. You guys, come on. Chapter 2, stay the course, eye on the prize, run to win, into the arms of Jesus. Be delivered from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. All right, John, let's get everybody back to work. Let's rock and roll.